Well, according to a new report, Australian coal-fired power stations are a lot dirtier than their overseas counterparts. And that extra pollution could be having a toxic effect on the health of Australians, with more than 30 poisonous substances being released into the atmosphere. Environmental Justice Australia used FOI requests, surveillance, health reports and whistleblower accounts to compile the report, which is called Toxic and Terminal. Chief Researcher Nicola Rivers told The Wire's Taylor Cullingford that Australia's power stations compared very badly to those in the US, Europe and China.
In almost all cases, the emissions limits that we place on our power stations for toxic emissions are much more lax than those countries. What we really focused on was particle pollution and can impact on a range of different health problems. Also mercury emissions, sulfur dioxide emissions and oxides of nitrogen. So all of those substances are pretty toxic to humans and are emitted in pretty high levels by power stations.
Was it surprising how poorly Australia's power stations were compared to overseas?
It was surprising, yes. We didn't know what we would find before we started that analysis. It's actually quite hard to compare some of the Australian limits to international limits. They all use different standards. They use different substances. So, you know, you had to do quite a lot of work to do that comparison. So we didn't know what we were going to find. And once we had done the analysis and we saw how incredibly lax our emission limits were compared to other countries, we were very surprised. So in the most outstanding case, limits for mercury are 666 times higher than what would be allowed in the US. In other cases, you know, limits were seven times higher than what they were allowed in the US or even in China.
From the information gathered, there was like lots of different sources. How hard was that to do?
Yeah, incredibly complicated. So a lot of this information is either not publicly available, or if it is publicly available, it's in all different places. So power stations are regulated at the state level. So to start with, we had to go to three different states to find the information. But even then, within the states, they don't compile this information in a way that the community can easily find. So it's incredibly hard to find the information and incredibly hard to put it together. And a lot of the information is just not publicly available. So in some cases, we had to do freedom of information requests. In some cases, we didn't even get the results of the Freedom of Information request in time to include it into the report.
What are the major health issues for communities in areas neighbouring these power stations?
For communities that live near the power stations, there are, you know, a range of toxic substances, over 30 toxic substances released by power stations in varying levels. The ones that are the highest levels are the fine particles, the sulfur dioxide and the oxides of nitrogen. They're emitted at very, very high levels. You know, we get over a million tonnes of those toxic pollutants released every year by the power stations in Australia. And they have a range of health impacts. The fine particle pollution is the one that's probably the most concerning. That's the one that gets drawn down deep into your lungs. It's a carcinogen. It can cause lung cancer, heart attack, stroke. It can cause asthma, worsen asthma. Similarly with sulfur dioxide and oxides of nitrogen, they can exacerbate a lot of illnesses that people have. They have a range of impacts. And so there are certainly impacts on local communities. But also, a lot of those pollutants can travel a really long way. A huge proportion of the pollution in Sydney is actually from the power stations in the Hunter Valley and the Central Coast.
So what laws need to be changed to ensure that these power stations are not causing further harm?
Yeah, so the number one thing that we think really needs to happen is that the regulators in each state need to act immediately to reduce their pollution limits on the power stations. What we're really calling for is we need international best practice limits on our power stations. There's no reason why our power stations shouldn't be able to meet limits that are applied overseas in China, the EU, the US, India, other countries. So that's the number one thing that's got to happen. In some cases, that will mean that those power stations will be required to put pollution reduction technologies on the power stations. And these are things that are readily available and used overseas, and they've been used for a long time. And they're things that we discovered when researching this report. They're not used in Australia. So we're very far behind with our sulfur dioxide pollution reduction technology, our oxides of nitrogen pollution reduction technology. There's a lot of things that can be done to dramatically reduce pollution. So that's really the number one priority. They've got to reduce these toxic emissions as soon as possible, and we will see immediate health benefits from that.
Nicola Rivers of Environmental Justice Australia speaking with The Wire's Taylor Cullingford, and we'll put a link to that report on our website.